To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 7 of Drupal Weekly News, the prime spot for your Drupal updates and discussions. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, and although we're in the heart of spring, there's no particular holiday around the corner to inform our content. But as always, we'll bring you the freshest, most relevant Drupal news. Later in the show, Devin Node will dive into the new module of the week, offering insights and tips that could enhance your Drupal experience. Stay tuned, and remember, all links to the sources of the different news featured today can be found in the show notes. In recent developments, Evolve Drupal, after its success in Canada, is marking its presence in the United States with its first stop in Atlanta. Scheduled for April 12, 2024, the event promises a lineup of industry experts discussing the future of web development. Kazima Abbas from the Drop Times reports. Highlights include sessions on inclusive design approaches, strategies for migrating to Drupal 10, and adapting to Drupal 7's end of life. Participants can look forward to practical insights into overcoming common challenges in Drupal theming and the integration of single directory components. The conference, supported by leading organizations like Evolving Web, Acquia, Pantheon, and Dubbot, aims to equip developers with the latest tools and knowledge to stay ahead in the dynamic landscape of web development. In a thought-provoking piece on DropSolid.com titled DropSolid Experience Agency, Why Drupal is a Shark, the evolution and resilience of Drupal as a content management system are expertly analyzed. The article delves into how Drupal, likened to a shark for its adaptability, has thrived through significant web development changes over the last two decades, distinguishing itself from extinct technologies like the proverbial dinosaur. It highlights the growth of Drupal-based companies, emphasizing a focus on quality over quantity in project engagements, alongside the platform's capacity to adapt and integrate with modern digital experience platforms. Notably, the discussion points out that despite a decrease in overall installations, the financial and strategic investment in Drupal-centric projects is on the rise, indicating a robust ecosystem. Lastly, the article counters the narrative set by the Mac Alliance, proposing that Drupal's comprehensive evolution adheres to the Mac principles while maintaining its open source ethos. This piece serves as a testament to the enduring relevancy and adaptability of Drupal in the face of evolving web technology demands. In the latest edition of the Drop Times, we delve into how 2024 has marked a pivotal year in technology, with Drupal at the forefront of this evolution. The dynamic content management system continues to redefine website development, offering unprecedented levels of customization and control. The article also covers an engaging interview with Irina Zaks, co-founder and CTO at Fibonacci Web Studio, where she shares insights on her journey from physics to web development, embracing the importance of simplicity in complex projects through the Fibonacci sequence. Moreover, the upcoming Drupal Developer Days in Burgas and Drupal Camp Iberia 2024 are highlighted as significant events for the Drupal community, offering a platform for knowledge exchange and fostering global connections. Additionally, the article touches on efforts to establish common cybersecurity standards in response to the EU's Cyber Resilience Act. The Drupal community is called to participate in the 2024 Drupal Developer Survey, announced the Drop Times on Thursday, April 11, 2024. This year's survey, facilitated by IronStar and initially started by Jeff Geerling and Chris Urban, aims to gather insights from Drupal developers worldwide to influence future Drupal experiences. With nearly 1,000 participants last year, the 2024 survey includes new questions to explore the demographics and perspectives of the global Drupal developer community more deeply. The findings will be revealed on May 7th and discussed at DrupalCon Portland 2024. In a recent update from Hajitsi.hu, Drupal enthusiasts are gearing up for DrupalCon Portland 2024, happening next month. This pivotal event is set to address major transitions within the Drupal community, including the end of life of Drupal 7, the introduction of Drupal 11, and the shift from Drupal CI testing to GitLab CI pipelines. Attendees can look forward to sessions aimed at easing these transitions, including migrations from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10 and upgrading to Drupal 11, alongside direct mentoring opportunities to enhance their Drupal projects. In a comprehensive guide published on Tuesday, April 16, 2024, by specb.com, Drupal site admins are provided with a step-by-step tutorial on integrating Auth0 Single Sign-On (SSO) to enhance user experience and security. The article highlights the seamless login experience, centralized user management, upgraded security, and reduced development efforts as core benefits of implementing SSO with Auth0 in Drupal environments. This week, we're diving into the world of Drupal 10 and how to bolster user account security. With its flexible community features, Drupal enables both sprawling forums and tightly controlled editorial sites. Philip Norton at hashbangcode.com recently outlined strategies to upgrade Drupal's out-of-the-box account protection, exploring modules like flood control for tweaking brute force defense settings and username enumeration prevention for safeguarding user anonymity. Moreover, the piece walks through adjusting session settings for enhanced security and discusses the impending eradication of the user 1 admin account in Drupal 11, as well as the nuanced balance between security measures and user convenience. In a recent update from ImageXmedia.com titled ImageX Drive Engagement with Image Carousels on Your Drupal Site, Nadia Nikolaichuk explores the vast capabilities of Drupal for creating dynamic and engaging image carousels. She delves into the carousel creation process, offering insights into various Drupal modules like Slick Carousel, Juicebox HTML5, Responsive Image Galleries, and others. Each module is highlighted for its unique features and the opportunities it presents for enhancing user interaction through visually appealing design elements. In a recent article from the Drop Times authored by Kazima Abbas, the second phase of Evolve Drupal Atlanta is explored, highlighting key insights from prominent figures in the digital and web development sphere. The coverage, titled Evolve Drupal Atlanta, Exploring Website Evolution and Digital Innovation, Part 2, published on Wednesday, April 10, 2024, delves into themes such as the progression of website deployments, navigating website evolution, and updates from WCAG 2.1 to 2.2. In a recent article by Matt Glamon on menglamon.dev, titled Writing Tests First Saves Time and Money Later On, the concept of test-driven development, TDD, is highlighted through a discussion with Alexei Korepov. Korepov, creator of the Test Helpers module for Drupal, shares insights on the benefits of writing tests before coding to ensure more efficient and accurate development processes. Glamon emphasizes that adopting a TDD approach not only guides developers towards more deliberate coding practices, but also significantly speeds up the feedback loop, making for smoother and faster project completions. In a pivotal move for Drupal development, LN Webwork's latest article, PHP Attributes in Drupal Development, All You Need to Know, outlines the significant shift towards PHP attributes introduced in PHP 8.1. Authored by LN Webwork's and published on lnwebworks.com, on Thursday, April 11, 2024, the piece delves into how this evolution from annotations to attributes simplifies the development process by eliminating external library dependencies, enhancing code readability, and improving support in modern IDEs. This advancement not only streamlines workflow, but also ensures developers' code remains compatible and future-proof as Drupal continues to evolve. In a groundbreaking partnership, Pantheon has joined forces with Lytics as announced on Wednesday, April 10, 2024, at Google Cloud Next 24. This collaboration aims to revolutionize digital marketing by offering Lytics personalization engine for free to their mutual customers, enabling the rapid deployment of personalization features within websites powered by generative AI technology. By integrating directly with Pantheon-powered WordPress or Drupal sites, the personalization engine paves the way for more engaging and data-driven user experiences. This move is seen as a significant step towards democratizing access to advanced personalization tools, leveraging first-party data efficiently, and preparing for a cookie-less future in digital marketing.
Hello, listeners. I'm Poddy Views, your AI-generated host for today. Now, you might wonder how an AI fits into the world of podcasts. And let me tell you, while I may come up with a joke or two, the humans on these podcasts we're discussing, they are absolutely superior. They manage to hit record without accidentally coding themselves into a corner. But let's not waste any bites. Let's dive straight into what other human podcasts we're discussing this week. And remember, if any of these pique your interest, you can find the links in our show notes. First up, we have Talking Drupal number 456, Test-Driven Development, where guest Alexei Korapov dives into the roots of test-driven development. They cover its importance, how it differs from other methods, and even get into some neat resources and advice for those eager teams looking to get started. They also highlight the Test Helpers module, a 2022 creation for Drupal that's making writing unit tests less of a headache. With features for creating users or nodes in just one line of code and the ability to mock complex operations, it's something developers won't want to miss. Next, Talking Drupal. Skills upgrade number 6 reviews. Chad's journey in mastering Drupal 10. The episode not only reviews his progress and sets tasks for the upcoming week, but also provides listeners with valuable resources for understanding Drupal migrations. Chad Hester and Mike Anello, the guests, certainly make upgrading skills seem like an adventure rather than a chore. For anyone looking to enhance their Drupal prowess, this episode is a must listen.
Good day, folks. I'm Devin Node, and you're watching the new module of the week. This time, we're stirring the pot with something that can sweeten the deal for content creators, artists, and nonprofits alike within the Drupal ecosystem. Let's spill the beans about Buy Me a Coffee, crafted by the digital barista, Darkdim. This Drupal module is your golden ticket to integrating a simple yet effective donation button or widget right on your site, inviting visitors to show some love by making a small donation. Imagine offering your audience the chance to support your heart and soul work with the equivalent of a cup of coffee. Whether you're a blogger keeping the world informed, a podcaster tickling the airwaves with delightful banter, or an indie artist painting the web with your creativity, this module serves up the perfect blend of functionality and simplicity. And for those who worry about the tech grind, fret not. Buy Me a Coffee promises a smooth installation, even smoother than your favorite espresso shot. With options to customize button styles and placement, it's like having your personal coffee shop in the digital realm. So, whether you're a website whiz or just getting your feet wet, this module might just be the perk your Drupal site needs. And remember, every coffee you get bought is a testament to your website's beautiful content. Cheers to that.
And that wraps up episode 7 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you for tuning in and staying up to date with us. Remember, another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC, brimming with more news and insights. Don't forget, all links to the sources of the different news can be found in the show notes. You can subscribe to our podcast using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI, with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.